News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There have been calls from the motoring industry to ban the import of so-called dirty diesel cars from the UK. And the CEO of Nissan Ireland, James McCarthy, joins us here in studio. He says the imports are doing significant damage to the environment and Ireland's car industry. Good morning, James, and thanks for coming in to us. Explain to us, where's the damage being done here?
Well, Paul, the damage is happening because the cars that we're taking are effectively being dumped in the Irish market. They don't meet current emission targets. And Minister Nocton yesterday came out and acknowledged that Ireland is moving further and further away from its CO2 target mandated under the Paris Accord.
Explain this to me now. I'm trying to do the differentiation, and I said it opened at the time. I brought in one of these cars because for economic reasons and the fact that I thought diesel was clean, and we'll talk about that in a second. The emission targets. What's the difference with a car from the UK, a diesel car from the UK, and a diesel car from the Republic of Ireland?
Okay, as of tomorrow, there is a new engine standard that has minimal emissions coming from it. That's a Euro 6C standard. So over the years, we've seen ever-increasing standards reducing emissions from engines. What is coming in from the UK are engines that do not meet that standard. They're, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old cars, many of them.
And when did these stand? How come the British... I try to understand this. How come the British have different standards to the rest of Europe?
Well, they don't. There's a loophole in the law that says if a car has already been registered in another UK country, it can come into, it can be transferred across the EU. Mm. So a car that was first registered in the UK 10 years ago or 12 years ago can come into Ireland. However, if you're selling a new car, you can't take in a new car unless it meets current emission standards. And the problem we have is that the UK now sees Ireland as a dumping ground for its problematical diesel cars, and they're dumping them into the Irish market.
It is a huge industry. There's no doubt about it.
It's massive.
What's the car industry down here? What's car sales down by as a result?
Well, we're in an environment where car sales should be going up and up. New car sales, if we look at an equivalent point of time, 2002, 2003, there would have been 180,000 new cars sold in the Irish market. There'll be about 120,000 this year, but there'll be a similar number of used imports coming from the UK.
But isn't this market realities? Like, the reason I bought a car to a friend of mine in the UK, a very, very good car dealer who buys me the best of cars, is because, for economic reasons, because I save at least $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah.
But and that's why people are buying these things.
But would you buy out-of-date medicines just because they're cheap?
No, but it's a 12D reg.
Yeah, though. That car does not meet current environmental standards. And the problem is we are building up a bigger
problem. But people don't care about that.
Well, people should care about it because, and that's what Minister Nocton is pointing out, that Ireland is facing huge fines because we're moving further and further away from our CO2 targets.
This is where it comes back to the con. And I'm not saying you're a con on anybody or anything like that at all, but we are all being con, you and I and everybody who listened to this, because we were sold this pup. The reason I bought a diesel car, because I thought I was being environmentally friendly.
Absolutely.
We were all cons. So who's responsible for that con?
Well, there's multiple parties responsible for that con.
Was the car industry, your own industry?
The motor industry certainly has a huge price to pay for that. And obviously, it is particular manufacturers. The VW Dieselgate scandal has exposed this. So what I would argue is, while there are certain companies investing their R&D dollars in developing cheap devices, companies like Nissan were developing zero-emission cars. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have available now. And that's what should be sold in the Irish market.
Very quickly, there's a text in here from a punter saying that, you know, how can you ban... we live in a free market. How can we ban these cars?
It's very easy. There's a standard. There's the Euro 6 standard. And we should not allow first registration of cars that do not meet this standard. We should not be allowing Ireland be a dumping ground, shoring up a problem into the future. The minister acknowledges that we're moving further and further away. He has a very progressive policy with regard to encouraging electromobility, but he will make much greater gains if he stops this flood of dirty diesels coming into the country.
We have to leave it there, unfortunately. CEO of Nissan Ireland, James McCarthy, thanks very much for coming into us this morning.